KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, it's clear and 73 degrees in Atlantic. A heat advisory remains in effect until 10 p.m. We look for it to be sunny and hot today with a high around 98 with heat indices, or how it actually feels like, as high as 108. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association. In area news, a Red Oak man was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 bond after he was tased and arrested following a traffic stop at around 10:20 p.m. Monday. 28-year-old Devin Michael Wheat faces charges of eluding a pursuing law enforcement vehicle and interference with official acts, both of which are serious misdemeanors. Red Oak police report when an officer attempted to stop a 2001 Chevy 1500 pickup at the intersection of South Broadway and Park Avenue. The vehicle turned eastbound and failed to stop. When it finally pulled over at the intersection of South Fork and Park Avenue, the driver, identified as Wheat, got out and allegedly became very agitated and hostile toward the officers. Police say they advised Wheat to return to his pickup and sit down, but he allegedly continued to be aggressive and noncompliant. Officers deployed an X-26 taser in an effort to get the man under control. The result was Wheat being taken into custody. Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies assisted Red Oak Police during the incident. News time is 7:08.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance, just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
Deputies of the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office, along with officers of the Red Oak Police Department, worked to arrest a woman Monday night on alcohol and other charges. 52-year-old Relena D. Krause of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 9:10 p.m. following a traffic stop near the intersection of Forest and Eastern Avenues in Red Oak. Krause was charged with OWI first offense, criminal mischief in the third degree for destruction of county property, interference with official acts, and possession of an open container. She was booked into the Montgomery County Jail and held on $2,000 bond. One person was hospitalized Monday evening after a motorcycle and car collided in western Iowa's Monona County. The Iowa State Patrol reports 25-year-old Chad Noble of Onawa was transported by helicopter to Mercy Hospital in Sioux City after the 1994 Yamaha he was operating collided with a 2009 Chevy Impala driven by 41-year-old Craig Beadle of Onawa. The accident happened at around 6:25 p.m. at the intersection of Monona County Roads K-45 and E-54. Officials say the Impala was traveling south on K-45 and slowing to make a left turn on E-54 as the Yamaha was traveling north on K-45. Beadle told authorities he didn't see the cycle approaching and proceeded to make the turn. When the motorcycle struck the front of the car, the impact sent Noble airborne. He landed in a cornfield on the north side of the intersection. Officials say he was wearing a helmet, but the extent of his injuries were not released. In other news, Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones has announced his intention to run for re-election. Jones told KJAN News he feels his accomplishments over the past 4 years include helping lead the city to improve its streets, the Schulberg Recreation Area, and recreational trails. He also said he was part of helping to secure grants for various recreational projects. Jones says he thinks he's done a good job and is dedicated to moving the city forward in a positive manner during his second term, if elected. He said also that Ward 2 councilperson Kathy Summers had filed her papers for re-election to a 4-year term. 5th Ward Councilman Sean Schaus and at-large Councilman Steve Livengood have not yet announced whether they will run for re-election. The deadline for candidates to file nomination papers for city election in Cass County is September 19th, and they must be filed with the city clerk in their respective communities. And Shelby County Emergency Management Coordinator Bob Seibert says the local fire danger signs have been in the low category since spring, and while they are not implementing the bi-weekly fire danger assessments, given the general lack of rainfall and expected hot and windy conditions expected to prevail through next week, Seibert is advising businesses and area fire departments to move their fire danger signs into the moderate category. He also asks residents of Shelby County to report a planned or controlled burn prior to ignition by calling 712-755-2124. Seibert says his office will continue to monitor conditions and keep residents updated as necessary. News time is 7:12.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
In our funeral announcements this morning, Donald Johnston, age 86, of Harlan, died Thursday. Memorial services for Donald Johnston will be today at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Dr. Harold Thomas Barnes, age 84, of Audubon, died Friday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Dr. Harold Barnes will be today at 2 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Jack Manns, age 88, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Jack Manns will be held Saturday at 10 o'clock at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has the arrangements. And Gary Berg, age 57, of Bridgewater, died Monday at the Adair County Hospital. Funeral services for Gary Berg are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Oakland. Your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.